3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear? Hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Live from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios in downtown Milwaukee at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
This is Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It is Wilde and Tausch. Don't worry, we're not going to be here, I don't think, that long. We'll find out. Gabe Nigel, Jen Latta, Mark Tauscher along with us. What's going on, Tausch?
What's good? This must be, is this a national show? Because anytime I hear Gabe Nigel's voice, I'm just assuming it's ESPN National.
Yeah, it could be.
No?
It could be.
Okay. Let's do it.
Whatever you guys want to talk about, that's fine. So it is my understanding that right now, I'm assuming you are in your undisclosed location, correct? You're not in
that
the Everlight Solar Madison Studios.
Nobody, that is correct, yes.
Nobody is there. There was nobody there to run the show because your boy, Jesse Nelson, got a flat tire.
So this brings up an interesting question to me because
okay.
Jesse, when I do go into the, and I usually go in once, maybe twice a week, into the Everlight Solar Studio, and obviously Jason is either at practice when his little tootsie isn't too sore,
you guys are falling apart over
or
there.
He's at in his house. So this works for us. You guys are all in the Gruber Law Offices studio down in Milwaukee. What is the right amount of time to allocate to actually be on time? Because I don't think anybody, and when Jesse joins us in Lord knows what, 20, 30, 2 hours, 3 hours, whenever he gets there, what's the ample amount of time that you should be if you're going to be an on-air personality or a producer for a 9 o'clock show? What time should he be there?
I plead the fifth.
I was about to say, Jen's not the person to ask. Jen is not.
Okay.
I should not be allowed to engage or contribute to this conversation.
Okay. Okay.
I do have a question for you, Tausch. Any chance Jesse Nelson can change his own tire? Any chance that when that sucker went
flat, he's hopping
out of the car, grabbing the jack, hoisting it up, removing the lug nuts? Is there any chance in the world that Jesse Nelson can do that?
0%. But in fairness, I mean, how many in this day and age, let's look at kind of our generation from, I don't know, mid to upper 40s down to, 25. How many adults are changing their own tire? Like, if you're not a mechanic, like, what percentage of people are actually going to be able to change their own tire?
It's lower 20? Than it should be, I'll tell you that.
I have done it on at least 4 different of my cars. I went on a stretch of getting a flat tire. It was unbelievable. Like, just any car that I had, I was hitting something and I was getting a flat tire. I had to do one. I hit one here in Milwaukee in the pouring rain, had to go out and just get out there in a full suit. Like, one of the 2 times a year I wear a full suit.
What?
And
you
had to change
been doing
the tire.
The round table.
I was.
That was like,
it was right
the
in front
only
of.
Reason Gabe Nigel
yes,
that is Krause, you son of a gun.
exactly right.
I tried to go home.
You think Krause can change a tire? I bet he can.
Guarantee.
Yeah,
he
that
can.
Generation. But I was even thinking, Chaser turned 16 back in January, and we had all of these high expectations of, he's going to have to learn how to do this and learn how to do that and learn how to do this. The only thing that kid can do is roll into the Jiffy Lube. Okay, that's about the Valvoline. That's about the extent of what he can do.
What about as we welcome in the true host of this show, our friend, our teammate, Jason Wilde? Jason,
no way can Wilde do
can
it.
Can you change
no
a tire?
Way.
No. Are you kidding?
So, correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
That's why
I think the trickiest part, I know how to take the lug nuts off. I can pull tire out of the car. I could do the hardest part, and the part that you can't mess up, is where you put the jack.
Yeah, the little jack that comes with the car, that's tough.
Yeah, and then it's got like the little scissors, where you got to crank on the deal and it pops up. But the big thing is where you put that and making sure it is in the right spot.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get the car elevated up, hey, everybody can figure it out. Well, I would
push back a little bit because it depends on how tight those lug nuts are on. Because if the lug nuts are tight and you can't get it just with that thing, there have been times where my dad taught me he would take a metal pipe, add it to the edge to give you that
get
additional
leverage.
And he would actually jump on that to loosen the lug nuts. But if they're tight and you don't have enough leverage, that to me is the hardest part about changing a tire. And I have had to do it, so I'm very confident that if I got into a jam now, I would be able to do it. Like, I'm talking side of the road, middle of nowhere, headed towards Rockford, Illinois, from my parents' house in McHenry, going...
No cell service.
No cell service and no traffic, right? And so you're going, well, we could either sit here and roast in the sun, or we could get out there and try our hand at changing the tire. And I was successful, so that made me feel confident about it.
Well done.
So what So to answer your question earlier, Tausch, of how early you think somebody should be leaving to get to work on time when you are a producer, when you are a host, like when do you try to get there when you're going to be working out of the Everlight Solar Madison Studios?
So my goal is always to get there a half hour early. Sometimes because there's different things in traffic and
somebody's scoffing at this idea.
when we're on remote, you come strolling in at 8:58, though.
That's the Jen Latta plan.
Whomst among us.
I thought that was Jen's chorkle, not Wilby's chorkle. Hey, Jason, by the way, thanks for joining us 7 minutes late. You didn't have a flat tire, but that's a different story. To answer your question before I was rudely interrupted,
I was actually doing the introduction of the show
to no
by
one
myself.
Where's Willie?
I don't know if there's anything sadder than you sitting there doing a show to your cats without being on any air. That makes me sad listening to that.
The Friday edition of Wildy and Tausch.
That's a hell of an op.
The cat.
What a start!
Edition.
What do they call this in the sports business? Crosstalk.
Crosstalk. Yes.
So before Wildy rudely interrupted me, yes, for remotes, sometimes I get there 10. I'm not there
seconds.
2 minutes before, but
it
depends. All right, Jason, why don't you tell the cats what time you get? But I was here on time.
They all left.
That I know.
Oh, snap. They all left.
Yes. They didn't find it interesting.
That's pretty good.
Well, I think I believe Jesse is going to end up getting there relatively, but there's no way he changes. Like Jen and Gabe just asked, there's no way Jesse's changing his own tire, is there, Jason?
No, I wouldn't imagine that he did, and I am not here to judge him in any sort of negative manner for not changing his tire. Now, I don't know the responsibilities that he carries at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios, and I don't know what his ETA was to the Spark building before the flat tire. So we'll get that information from him when he joins us. But... my commute is down the steps, and I was making a bed. I did not have my phone. I came down at 8:58, just
you
like I normally do.
Limping
down with
do
the gout.
Do you have to add time to your commute with the bad tire, Jason?
No, as you well know, Gabe, I'm a gamer.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I may have skipped three practices, but I'm ready for the game tomorrow. So... I'm already in game shape. I had no problem taking the steps down. But seriously, the opening of our show, you know, it's kind of a soliloquy, right? I tell you where you can listen and all the other stuff that I say. And I got to the end of it, and I heard you talking. And I'm like, what the hell's going on out here?
Did you then try to talk to me and realize that you couldn't talk to me?
No, then I was like, I better grab my phone. Something must be amiss here.
When did I get on Amber and Ian? When am I at Fortenbaugh's show? What the hell's going on around here?
What's going on? What's going on today?
So, and I was like, I already talked to Gabe once today. Gabe and Jen and Chewy were on earlier. Why are they still on in my ears? Well, first of all, thank you for your service, for getting us on the rails. Also, thank you to Brian D., who was in charge of this fire drill. He was the head firefighter to put out these flames. So thanks to everyone. It takes a village to get Wildy and Tausch on the air when Jesse's not available because he's on the side of the road somewhere.
Look at this photograph that you guys have for Mark Tauscher right now on the stream. Can you see this, Gabe?
Oh, I've seen it before.
Where
I've
is
seen
there
the
a
one.
Stream?
I've seen
I'm on the stream. I got a blue screen sitting here by myself with Wildy's cats on here.
It's like a montage of selfies.
Yeah, I disagree. I disagree with the fact that you're on the stream because I'm looking at it right now. I see myself. I see Jason. And I see you with a pretty, you know, pretty extreme close-up.
It is.
Oh, wow.
It is. It's so close you can't even see him doing the thumbs up
it's
or
like
thumbs
down. It's like
when my
dad used to FaceTime me, and I'd be like, Dad, the nose hairs, okay? Can
like, move
back
the phone away from your face on the selfie.
Now you look good, Tausch.
No, really. Nice you look great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's really nice of you.
All right, it feels like a good time for us to thank one more time Jen and Gabe. So Chewy didn't stick around for this?
No, so as close as apparently Tausch cuts
Chewy
it.
Leaves. Chewy does the opposite of Jesse. He leaves 30 minutes early.
Yeah, Chewy is just, especially on a Friday, he's chomping at the bit.
Emotionally, you could argue he never shows up on Fridays, but I digress.
Well, thank you both for stepping into the breach. Thank you, Brian D. Thank you, Tausch, for quickly
You're
and
welcome.
Nimbly getting on the
I'm
show.
Heading out with, I'm heading out with Jen and Gabe, so we'll catch up with you. It's not on the stream anyways. We'll catch you guys later.
2 hours and 48 minutes of Jesse and I discussing his flat tire coming up. But thank you, everyone, who made the quick actions to allow us to have some semblance of a radio program this morning. Gabe, Jen, take care. Be good.
Have a good show, gang.
Tausch, can you tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin?
Oh, indeed I can. And it's the last day, at least weekday, that you can pop into the Wisconsin State Fair, that big, glorious fair down there outside of West Allis. Pop into the Pella Expo. You can check out everything that they have to offer. And for long-lasting comfort and reliability, it is easy to trust Pella. Each piece is specifically constructed for your home, and it is always designed with innovation, rigorously tested for quality and performance, and built to create long-term energy savings. And there is no reason to wait, because if you order by August 31st, you get zero interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years. No interest payments. Don't miss out. Visit PellaWI.com today. And again, State Fair the next 3 days. I think we shut her down. Pella's got a beautiful little setup down there. Check it out down there as well.
I have actually visited that multiple times over the years, over the last probably 5 years when we go. It is amazing. It's like a house inside of the exhibition hall. It's incredible. So make sure you swing by for that. By the way, I don't know if you know this. I know Tausch does. It's our birthday today.
I don't agree with that. I thought it was the 6th. I had it as 8-6 in my calendar.
No, I believe it was 8-8-16 that we kicked off. But be that as it may, what a way to celebrate.
couldn't have been more apropos.
Indeed. All right, sources close to the program indicate that Jesse Nelson has arrived, made his not-so-triumphant arrival at the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios, and we will find out what happened to Mr. Goodwrench next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Give them hell. Turn your heads, gonna live.
the cats. It is the Friday edition.
Three-word text from Pipe Jim. Best opening ever. Thank you, Pipe. It is the Friday edition of Wilde and Tausch. Rocky start as our fearless producer, Jesse Bartholomew Nelson, was stranded on the side of a road somewhere with a flat tire. Jesse, I want you to know that Sydney's first question when I told them the story was, is Jesse okay?
Oh, that's very nice of her.
Which, out of the four people that did the program, five if you count Will Summers, who was producing in Milwaukee.
Great job by Will.
The only person to ask that question remains Sydney. So, in fairness, we did have...
He's on the show, and he's on the video screen. We know he's okay.
We know now, yeah. But I was going to say, I did get a text from him. I didn't see it until after I'd started the show by myself on a different stream. But we knew he was okay. He was able to text. Now, Jesse, tell us your story, Mr. Goodwrench.
Good morning.
Not so much. Not really, actually, for you.
No, not at all. So, there's not much of a story to tell, I suppose. I'm driving down East Wash at the usual time that I always go to get in here.
And what? And if I may.
Uh-huh, because I know that was a topic. I heard the first couple minutes.
I've told Jesse numerous times that he cuts it too close all the time. I've told him.
Like an older brother giving good advice.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, I disagree.
All right, so Jesse... without giving us your address, your social security number, and your height and weight, when you put in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios from your humble abode, which I have visited, how many minutes does it tell you on a normal day it will require you to get there?
22.
Okay. And what time do you leave your home knowing that you have a 22-minute commute?
Traditionally between 8:15 and 8:20, putting me here between 8:40 and 8:45 a.m.
I'm gonna agree with Tausch that maybe just 15 more minutes earlier would be wise, but go ahead.
Yeah, you gotta watch Good Morning America, prep for the show.
Wow, prep for the show. Get me started. So,
Jesse does a lot of our prep, by the way, so let's give Jesse credit
does
for
a
that
great,
one.
Hey, Jesse does a great job, but that doesn't mean everything is perfect from
no,
Jesse.
No, I agree. Okay. Yeah, no, you're right. All right. You're right. No one's saying he's perfect. Yeah. Certainly not Becca. All right, now, so you are leaving at your normal time, 8:15 to 8:20, allegedly. That's when you left.
When we got on the road
it's
today.
It's closer to 8:30 than it is 8:15.
It is not. No, it's not. If we hit 8:23 on the stove clock, that's when I know, uh-oh. And that's happened a couple, and we've been fine every time, except for that lunchbox in the snow day, but that was very...
Except for that one time.
I left at like 7:50 and still didn't get here on time. So that wasn't that. It was just bad road conditions.
All right, so...
So we're driving down East Washington Avenue today, and as I'm, you know...
Got a mouse in your pocket, or are you by yourself?
by myself. Driving down...
These are the best shows, by the way, when Tausch is this way.
Yes, we are the best.
I love a day like this.
We're on normal pace, and one of the fun things about East Washington Avenue is nobody knows yet, because they did this bus lane a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
They've got like a red line, and then... This is the bus lane only, and there's big sign, but only bus lane. Except you got to read the fine print on the signs.
Sure. Yeah,
and on the fine print on East Wash, it says except 7 to 9 a.m.
So commute time.
So when I take East Washington Avenue, I'm coming down East Wash, and I go into that left lane, nobody's in it because everybody thinks, oh, it's only a bus lane, because it is only a bus lane, except 7 to 9 a.m. So I hop in the bus lane. I'm driving down the road. We're doing great. I get to one of the big intersections. Actually, it's where I hit that Ratmobile a couple of years ago. Slide into it in the snow.
Quite a commute for you.
I'm starting to hate this intersection. So I'm driving through the intersection. All of a sudden, I'm kind of coming over a little bump and all that. Boom! I hear it from. I'm like, oh, that can't be good. And so we go up to the next stoplight. We stop. Also, East Wash, they alternate stop red lights, so every light is red when you get to it on East Wash. It's pretty irritating.
So, all right, what's the intersection again where it went ba-blam?
Stoughton Road, I think it is, 51 and East Wash.
Oh, the very busy intersection there where there's like the... Yeah, all right.
There's a quick trip
exactly.
nearby.
I was just going to say there's a quick trip if you turn right coming in there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, right around kind of where that Quick Trip was where this happened. I heard the noise from the back, and I thought to myself, all right, like maybe the tire's going to go flat. Here's what I'm going to try. If I can just get to the parking garage, we can worry about this late. If I can just get to work, we're going to be okay. We can get the show started.
And what is the clock showing when you hit the ba-blam?
8:33, I think it was 8:30, okay. Just after 8:30.
So you could not have just parked at the Quick Trip and walked it and been there in time.
Not a chance. Not okay. a chance.
No. God, no. What are you, nuts?
I was really going for the joke.
Not a
there.
Chance.
I didn't think that was possible. Please continue.
So I tried to keep driving, and I'm like, if I can just get to the park, I know it might not be the best thing for the tire, but I just get to the parking garage, we can get the show started, we can worry about this at 12:05, and we'll be all right. Well, I got up to the next red light, and I can hear, like, as I'm, it's
grinding.
And I'm like, this is not good. So I have to go all the way from the bus lane all the way on the left-hand side, get through the intersection. I got to let, like, everybody go because I'm struggling to accelerate up to a good speed at this point. So I let everyone else kind of go from the other three lanes to my right. Then I veer all the way over. I pull into a fast food establishment parking lot.
Are they known for their ice cream?
They are not.
Royalty. Okay.
Taco about an experience today.
There you go.
Not bad.
And so I pull into the parking lot there, and I pull into a stall. I'm like, all right, I got to see what it looks like, and I get out, and it looks bad. Yeah, I mean, it's like totally deflated. This isn't gonna work. So at that point, I weighed my options. We're about 8:35 where I pulled into the establishment's parking lot. And all right, what are we gonna do here? So I tried making a couple of phone calls. Hunter Vaughn here at ESPN Madison produces Mr. Irrelevant weekdays Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on the YouTube channel with Alex Stroph. He's normally in around the same time I am. Usually just before 9, 8:40. He usually rolls in.
No.
Since he's not producing a show.
Hunter, let me tell you something. For being now that this is going into our 10th season, Hunter Vaughn is almost always the only person in the studio when I get there. So he's always early.
He usually arrives here between 8 and 9 is a safe bet. Between 8 and 9.
Yeah, he's 8:15 to 8:30.
Sometimes he's here a lot before me. Sometimes I beat him here by a few minutes. But so I tried calling Hunter, thinking, okay, we've got a backup plan here. I'll figure this out. Hunter can get the show started.
But he's watching Superman. He was watching Superman.
Well, come to find out, he didn't answer his phone, and we didn't hear from him for a bit. Turns out he was in the shower. So he was coming in a little bit later today, so he was not going to be here for the start of the show. And then so I called one of our other teammates here, Lainey, and I asked her, like, okay, who is there? There were no other content teammates capable of producing the show in the studio, and I realized at this point, no matter who I asked for a ride, unless I asked some guy in the drive-thru getting an AM Crunchwrap, there was no way I was going to make it in here in time to start the show. So then we panicked, and then I made a bunch of phone calls and texts and tried to get everything coordinated while also asking one of our other teammates, Chad, to come here and get me a ride into the studio. So mercifully, I was able to FaceTime Lainey, and she was able to get the show started on the air here. So we at least had that covered.
Wow.
So Lainey, who just had a promotion, by the way, she's also now a part-time producer. Congratulations
to
her.
Way to go, Lainey!
Yeah. And then...
Just wait, was she cleared...
She was not,
I know there's a rigorous clearing process. Was she cleared?
She was fire drill cleared. Fire drill cleared today. Okay. She didn't do the Sports Center update.
So what you're telling me, though, is that Lainey, by her quick actions, was the reason why I thought I was on the air when I was only talking to the cast.
Yeah, so she could have got you on.
Because I heard the intro music, and I thought, well, I guess maybe Jesse's mic's not working because I had not seen my phone. So I started doing the Friday edition, butt dial edition.
How do you go 20 minutes without looking at your phone right before the show starts? Like, what?
The text I had from you was 8:52.
What if the Packers traded for Trey Hendrickson? Then what?
Well,
you wouldn't even know.
Or maybe signed Randall Cobb to an extension. Yeah, I was making a bed
for 20 minutes. Anyway,
not 20 minutes. Are you trying to turn the tables on me?
No,
is that what that
no,
is?
No,
that what you just
no,
did?
No, and I actually love it, and I like it.
That was a fire drill. That was not great. The car is still parked there, and I am happy to report, because I know this was the rest of the topic of conversation while I was hustling in here. Becca, who is working from home today, is going to go during the show and change the tire and put a spare on and take care of it at the establishment and handle
that side of
business.
Any way she will let us record her changing the tire?
Why would
somebody
you
get
want
Pablo out there?
I would want Pablo to
go down there and have basically Becca just discuss the process of changing a tire. Like, would she be open to that?
She has done it before, not on video for the ESPN Madison social media platforms. She has been in a situation where she had a flat tire and has changed it all by herself before. She is confident in her abilities to take care of it. Mm-hmm. And she said she actually works better alone. I tried to help her one time do something like this with a different car, and it didn't go so well for the two of us. So she said, I'll go take care of it. You do the show, and then we'll figure it out at noon afterward what we're going to do.
All right.
Okay, so she's
on it.
That's
teamwork, baby.
God, you married up.
I have changed my own tire before, but it was like 12 years ago. I would not remember how to do it. I mean, I could figure it out, I think. But just off the cuff, like, yep, all right, let's jump into action. Let's do it. I would not be able to do it. She can. So I yield to her on that level of expertise. And that's been the morning so far.
Sounds like a good day for you to go home after everyone's taken care of all this for you. Kick up on the deck, put your feet up, pet Mo, and you and Becca can just have a Coors Light and think, gosh, what a fun day today was. I love you, and I love Coors Light.
It'd be a $5 box.
There you go. Whether you're tailgating pregame, celebrating a flat tire change, whatever your experience is, Coors Light is when you need a moment to chill. Brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. And you know what? If you get a little grease on the can from changing a tire, add that in and send us a video of it. That could be fantastic. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right, we will. The Packers open preseason play tomorrow. So, as much as I would love to continue to discuss,
did you
Jesse's...
know who they're playing? I had a momentary like, I think I know, but I'm not 1,000%. I was about mid 90s that they were playing a certain team from a Empire State, and I was right. But for a second, I was thinking maybe they're playing the Arizona Cardinals this weekend. But did you know?
Like the film I watched of Nate Hobbs against the Arizona Cardinals, who they didn't
play. They don't play the
year.
Cardinals at all in the preseason.
Maybe.
No, I did know, but in fairness to you, I'm there every day. I'm thinking about what's going on. So I've been mentioning the New York Jets in my stories over and over and over again, which you clearly have not been reading. I knew who they were playing. And Aaron Rodgers no longer plays for the Jets. But Garrett Wilson does. Garrett Wilson does. Okay. And he may be covered by a guy who used to wear number 80 and now wears number 16. We'll talk about where the Packers are down on the corner as we get ready for Packers-Jets in the preseason opener tomorrow evening. Also weird about their schedule. They play a 7 p.m. game, a noon game, and a 3 p.m. game.
So they're all over the clock as well.
They did
on
that
those
last
three
year,
Saturdays.
Too. Same thing
That's
as last year.
Perfect for the coaches. You get to prep and get different game start times. It's
Indeed.
Great for the G&G.
Yeah, that probably is by design. All right. We will
There's
get to the Packers.
We're coming up by you.
I'm sorry?
Be my guess. Probably be an article by you. Like the different habits that they practice.
Well, I'm still busy writing about the fact that there's allegedly data that tells you that you're less likely to be injured in the first 4 to 5 weeks of the season if you play in the preseason. And as you pointed out, there's no bias to that data at all from the NFL, who wants people to watch their preseason games. We will talk about Packers, Jets, and Bo Melton next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
I'm not afraid of getting old, and I won't let stay from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder, and I won't let stay from dying young. And I'm not afraid.
Thanks again to Becca and Lainey and Will and Brian D. and
Chad.
Jen.
Chad gave me a ride in. Appreciate Chad.
I was
going
to get to him. Yeah, I heard you say that. I
wasn't sure if I mentioned that.
No, you did. Chad, Jen, and Gabe, and Tausch, and everybody that managed to get this show off the ground this morning. That said, great to have Jesse back in the captain's chair. We appreciate that. All right. Yesterday at practice, not only did Nate Hobbs not participate after having the meniscus trim that he underwent on Saturday, but Keyshawn Nixon didn't work either. And this is what we have talked about again and again, that Goody felt really good about his top three. Keyshawn Nixon, Nate Hobbs, Carrington Valentine. Okay, now he was without two of his top three. And they like John Bullard as a slot guy. He is a safety by trade. And he has not looked great, as Tausch has pointed out from his social media reading, in one-on-ones. So he definitely is still a work in progress as a cover man. But their corners with the ones were Carrington Valentine and Bo Melton. And as we joked about earlier in the week, if we played Packers cornerback or Steinhoffel's employee, we would not have gotten them all right. There are some names that not even the hardest, most ardent Packers fan would recognize on that depth chart right now. So the Bo Melton experiment has gone into hyperspeed. And the fact that he is getting work with the ones when they get to this point means that they think he's got a better chance of succeeding than some of these other guys that have played the position for much longer. So now, is Kalen King ahead of him? I mean, you would hope so, right? He's played corner his whole career in college. Played it last year on the practice squad. But Tausch, this is, it's not doomsday worst case scenario, because Keyshawn Nixon will be fine. I don't even know if he had a real injury or if he just had some soreness or whatever it was. Hobbs is hopefully, their word, back by the opener.
You're kind of burying the lead here, though, to me. I mean, the lead is obviously, yeah. This could be one of the all-time great stories, Melton, if he can do it. But Xavier McKinney probably ain't practicing the rest of training camp. Is that that's at least the early reports?
Yeah,
and it's a calf, and we just, you know, we again don't know the severity of it, so we're not going to speculate. But all I know is I am going to guess that with all of the stuff that's happened in the NBA.
Uh huh.
I am going to guess the sensitivity and for a beat guy to miss a bunch of time with a turf toe, and I'm not trying to diminish your turf toe.
Not at all.
But I am.
Exactly.
You have to, if you have a calf strain, and that didn't sound great to me, the reporting that I heard on where X is at, you know there is going to be hyper-conservancy about
right.
where he's at in trying to get him. And that's, you know, we're getting to be under a month out, all right? The season's about a month. That was the part that maybe even made me a little more nervous than anything. Maybe quell my fears a little bit on X before we get into the Bo Melton great storylines that happen.
Yeah, so I did talk to X yesterday. I don't want to be, because you're right, especially given Damian Lillard, Tyrese Halliburton, Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant a few years ago, Giannis when he had the calf. The soleus, is that the muscle they kept saying, if I recall correctly? And they did not risk putting him in a playoff series because this is what you do worry about with a calf. Dontavian Wicks has been dealing with a calf as well. He's been sidelined for a while. Yes, your thought immediately goes to, okay, don't push this because the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to rupture your Achilles. And again, I don't want to be poo-pooing the seriousness of this because they are playing, as Mike McCarthy would say, the high side of caution. But he was practicing on Wednesday, and I would say reading his body language, mood, whatever it might be, I don't think he feels like it is a DEFCON 1, I have to shut this down or I'm going to do something really bad. I think it's more of a, and again, this is based on my conversation and reading his affect. There's no point in me risking anything at all in the preseason. I know the defense. We got a bunch of young guys who can use the work. I don't really want to play in the preseason anyway, so let's play it really, really safe. So if I will say that if you want to say that I buried the lead, I'm not going to disagree with you. I did write an entire story about it, which I have not done on Bo Melton to this point. I'm doing that today. So I did feel Sunday like it was story. Newsworthy.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to cause Packers fans to panic. Because I don't think, at least the read I got on it was, and I think if you look at some of the other coverage, not all of it, I do think that he was pretty, I don't want to say dismissive of his injury. That's too strong. But I think he was calmer than maybe you would feel like he would be if it was more serious. Does that make sense?
It does. I just saw Schefter's tweet, and the vibe I got was, I mean, is he going to be back practicing before the preseason is over? I didn't sense that. So, again, you don't know. I'm guessing he'll be ready to go for Detroit. That's the plan. That's the thought. But I after I saw all of that, I had more concern than I wanted. Because let's make no mistake about it. Jeff Hafley's defense, he came in and they were much better taking the football away.
It hinges
but
on
were
him.
They much better if you take X out of that equation? I don't know, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He is our playmate. He is the straw that stirs that defense's drink. And if he is unavailable, and the thing you worry about with soft tissue injuries, now, granted, it's the 8th of August, and you have 20-some-odd days before the season kicks off. Those things tend to come back if you don't address it and handle it. And it sounds as if that's the high side of caution. That'll be great. But Xavier McKinney, if he is unavailable and he misses time for this team, that might be as big of a – it's not – Jordan Love, but I would say it's a Josh Jacobs type blow. Yep. I would say you're in the same category, and that is something to be concerned about.
Most important Packers list, McKinney 3, Jacobs 2, Love 1. Again, I just want to read the quote that I used and others did as well. Obviously, I'm glad that we caught it when we caught it. So we're just trying to take it slow and then build it up, obviously. But I'll be ready when it's time to go, for sure. It's just something that was lingering a little bit over time, and that's really all it was.
Okay.
Now, you've also, and you know this, I don't need to tell you this, but there are also frequently examples of players who downplay the significance of an injury that they have. And they're more hopeful and optimistic than, say, the medical staff is. Again, I don't want to underplay it, but I don't want to overplay it either, right? And so, judging from his affect, I really don't believe that he's like, oh my God, I was on the verge of popping my Achilles if we wouldn't have stopped me playing. That's just my take on his vibe.
Yeah, I don't sense that. What was concerning to me was the Schefter tweet and the after effects of that, where you're missing 2 or 3 weeks with this. And with all of the other stuff, and you know the medical folks are going to always look at what else is happening in sports. It wasn't that there's something imminent, but this is something you're going to be concerned about until you're not concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer it lingers, the more questions will come up. And if this was Evan Williams or Bullard, you're going to be concerned. But when it's one of your dogs, when it is one of your top three players, and in a position where you're already wondering how this is going to look with the defensive backs, mm-hmm. with Hobbs being injured, you got to be strong with your strength. And if Xavier McKinney's unavailable, all of a sudden, everybody's vibe on a defense that you're hoping is going to be turnover and all the stuff that you're looking for, you take your lead dog out of that equation, everything else changes.
Also missing some time yesterday, Jaden Reed with a foot issue and Elton Jenkins with his back. Now again, we're getting on the verge of the first preseason game. Elton Jenkins started camp on the non-football injury list with a back injury. His back is now sore, the last practice before the preseason game. Jordan Love expected to play one series. He's playing a new position of center, snapping the ball to Jordan Love. Is there any reason at all to get your antenna up about this?
Why don't you tell me? Is there?
Well, I don't know, because I don't want to be dismissive or bury the lead, which, again, I think was a fair critique by you.
All right, let me ask you this.
But I'm also a Chicken Little when it comes to this, so I was trying not to be Chicken Little for once.
You are Charlie Little. Like, that is you. So we all know that. Everybody that has listened to the show, thank you, over the last 9 years. Everybody has a really good understanding of how you handle things. So we all are on that same page. Even for the people that don't listen every day, very good gauge on Jason Wilde. Is it possible, like when Elton had his, when he came in and he had his conversation and some people are saying, oh, everything's great. None of us really believe that. Is it possible that everything's not great? Or is it possible that this is just the back and he'll be fine and he's going to play? Which way would you lean if I forced you to lean? What was that?
What's going on over there?
What are you doing over there?
So we have Google contraptions in our house, and so you can talk to different.
Siri?
Well, yeah, it's like the little Google things, and we haven't had a commercial break which I caught it the first time and hit the mute button on me, and then I couldn't hit it the second time while Sydney was requesting more litter for the kitten's litter box.
Just wait a second. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's like a PA system?
So she's Googling you to ask for more litter?
Let me see if I can demonstrate it for you, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Google, broadcast.
What's the message?
Don't use Google while I'm on the air. There you go. Broadcasting now.
So is Sid asking that question to Google, Sid, and then that comes to you?
Sid, when you say broadcast, it broadcasts to all the Google contraptions throughout the house, including the one in the radio studio. So she needs litter for the litter box. She's asking someone to bring it to her. Unfortunately, that includes me, who's in the midst of a radio show, so I'm not bringing litter now.
Just wait a second. Why didn't she just go get the litter?
Because she's upstairs, and the litter packages are downstairs.
Yeah, but she can walk down steps.
You got stairs,
again,
don't you?
I don't. I'm not here to question why she doesn't just go herself.
Does she? No, I am. But why don't you just have a group?
The guy with turf toe,
why don't you just have a group text message? Why are we yelling at Google about it?
Or just yell from upstairs?
Well, what does she have then? A computer? How is she sending a Google message to you?
There are these little circles, and we have one in every room, and it can play music, and you can broadcast. It's a nifty little system. It's like having, as Jesse put it, a PA system. So you can communicate with other people in different parts of the house.
If she plays some music, does it go throughout the house or just her room?
You can set your Google Home, and I don't think Google sells ice cream, to play the entire house. You can have it just different areas.
We are so screwed as a society. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. I need a break. I didn't know that this was even in there.
I didn't know this existed.
No, what's the thing? Alexis, where you can call and say, oh, hey, and then they keep all your data, and then you can get arrested and all this other
Amazon.
Stuff.
That's from Amazon. Yes, that's Amazon. Yes.
I hope there's a course correction on all this. I hope there's a big course correction on all this. There's not going to be, and I'm going to be very disappointed, but I certainly hope there is. But there's not going to be.
Hey, football's regular season is right around the corner.
That's becoming my favorite thing you do.
And along with football season comes fantasy football season.
Hey, Google, sign up for ESPN Wisconsin's fantasy football.
Don't say that too loud or it's going to start playing again. on Wednesday, August 20th, the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft returns and takes over the Pottawatomie Sportsbook for an exclusive draft night event. Call now. Jesse, how many callers do you want?
Well, we're taking six throughout the course of the day today, so we're going to have three different pairs of numbers to take.
Why don't we do three twice? Let's just do three twice. Caller 4, caller 8, and caller 12. How's that?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right.
Sounds good.
Caller 4, caller 8, and caller 12. Talk about a course correction. Call now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, for your chance to join the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy League and go head-to-head with other fans and the team that Jesse drafts, if he doesn't have a flat tire, to have fun all season long in pursuit of second place. This experience includes free food, great prizes, and the full VIP experience interacting with all your favorite ESPN Wisconsin hosts, all for fans 21 and up. Again, callers 4, 8, and 12, 4, 8, and 12 to 844-770-3776 will win a spot in the 2025 ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football League with the draft exclusively in person on Wednesday, August 20th. At Pottawatomie Sportsbook. All lucky winners have 48 hours to claim their spot at this exclusive event. More Wildy and Tash.
Hey, Google, bring Wildy a coffee. So who
Without
gets that then? Is that Paul? Who gets that? Like, Paula gets it? Like,
if
how does that work in your house?
If you don't specify the area, which not to throw anybody under the bus, but they didn't specify which room they were talking to. It goes to the entire, every single Google
Just wait, so you have to say right now, yo, kitchen, bring me a coffee, and then it goes to the kitchen?
Yeah. Hey, well, again, we don't have a robot. So no one will be bringing me coffee. I would have to ask a human to do that part of it. We haven't gotten to iRobot yet.
Google is not an intern.
Hey, Hunter.
No, but you yell Google, living room, kitchen. Yo, give me a coffee.
Correct, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, okay. So I guess I know what I'm getting you for your next birthday. More Will Deeds now straight ahead.
No, God, no.
Would that be worse or better than... It's so incredible. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The good people of the YouTube comments. let me specify in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments. The ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments appear to just be Michael talking to himself, complaining about every aspect of the show. So thanks for listening, Michael. We appreciate your support of the program. In the ESPN Madison YouTube comments, first, Erica points out that the three numbers you chose for callers are all of Aaron Rodgers' jersey numbers. Wore four at Butte, wore eight at Cal with the Jets, and now with the Steelers, and wore 12 with the Packers. Jerriad. I don't want to say it too loud because it's going to activate a certain contraption, which they're called nests, by the way. Thanks, Jake Dowling, who informed me that I set off his Google by doing that bit.
I got a couple of texts that said that here. Yep.
So it's a
Google
nest.
So how many people have these nests that just collect all your data and sell it to different people?
One more thing before we get into this discussion.
We don't have to.
I've discovered... Because I was testing this out, and maybe I'll test it out again here. You can get our show, if you have Spotify, you can get our show on your Google Nest. All you have to say is, hey, Google, play Wildy and Tausch.
All right, here's Wild and Tausch on Spotify.
Wild and Tausch on Spotify. Hey,
Wildy
Google,
and Tausch.
Turn off music. There it is. It starts right from the beginning and everything. So there you go. That's one to grow on from Wildy and Tausch.
Wow.
So there you go.
That could be something. And these nests, you just put them in every room.
Yeah. Let me unplug this one so this won't be an issue again. And I'll show it to you. It's like a little round.
I don't think it is. Jason, I hate to tell you this. It doesn't matter if it's plugged in or not.
It is. It does, because then we wouldn't have heard it, and then we would have had this blessed conversation. They're like,
so you don't think they're still collecting? You don't think they're still collecting some data from you on that?
Oh, I'm sure they are. Like if I ask for the weather and stuff like that, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not as obsessed about my data as you are. I should be, but I'm not.
Nah, no, really not. Doesn't matter. They collect it anyways, so it doesn't matter. All right, what's up? What was the third point?
I don't remember anymore. Jesse, do you have all your winners now for the Wildy and Tausch?
Oh, I want to apologize to Jesse because I didn't know that writing down all that info was going to be so difficult for
time
Jesse.
Consuming.
He's had a tough morning. I know we have trivia yet to do, and we got Feel Good Friday, and we have Packers preview style. There's a lot of stuff that we got to do yet. So I thought instead of doing three different rounds, we'd do two to make his life easier. But then right. Jesse gets in and he's like, Atasha, the reason we don't do three is because I got to write down all the info.
Just to be fair to Jesse, because he kind of needs it today.
Sure.
The ESPN Wisconsin draft thing is not...
Another one?
No, that's me plugging it back in now. Now that we're done, that's how it boots up. Is not a segment. It's a read going to break. Like, it's not like trivia where we're not playing trivia three times to take away from other content.
Yeah, but he's taking callers and writing down names. You know?
And right. So I'm writing down names and contact information and explaining to everyone how they're going to receive more information and when they need to confirm their participation in the league. It's not as basic as just saying, you win, you're playing trivia. Good luck.
I just send them a Google Nest and just send them all the info via Google Nest.
You know? I don't think that's how that works.
It is not. But as many in the YouTube comments have suggested, it would be sick if you could do that and have Google bring you your coffee. There's a lot of people that are interested in that addition.
Now, well, I'm telling you, that whole robotics thing, now I'm on board with that. If I'm going to give you all my info and stuff, I do want a robot bringing me coffee. Like, that seems like the least that we could figure out. Because right now, what are you getting? What are you getting out of this outside of Lord knows what? Like, what are you gaining by having Google Nest in your house?
I personally, what I use it for is to play music throughout the entirety of the house.
Don't you have that on your phone? And don't you have like
there's a Google Home app that controls all the Nests. And so if I want to play Matt Carney songs and have them play throughout the house, we do not have a speaker system of wired speakers throughout the entire house. So this allows you to do it through the internet. And so every room would have Matt Carney playing.
God, I am so happy that I knew nothing about any of this. Like, I couldn't be happier. Now I'm kind of depressed. But I was very happy I knew nothing. Like, I fought Alexa. I said, we ain't doing Alexa. No Alexa.
That's basically
the
same thing.
We've won that battle.
Yeah.
I know, but we've won that battle. And the fact Sarah has not even broached the subject, obviously because she knows where I stand on it, but I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
If you told your family, and then we need to end the 9 o'clock hour at 10
o'clock. Hey, Google, go fix my tire, please.
There was a few of those in the YouTube comments, too, by the way. I think Geriad was among them. If you had to choose, you have to allow one of these two things.
Okay.
In the Tauscher household.
Yep.
Google Nests, or similar, or a dog.
Dog, not even close.
Good. All right, let's get going. Let's go.
They also don't bring you coffee. Yeah.
But it's going to be a robot dog in an ironic twist. That's what it's going to end up being.
All right. Jesse, I don't even know what Tausch is supposed to tell us about right now. So whatever Tausch is going to tell us about, I can't wait to hear it.
I'll tell you about Jones Dairy Farm. Family owned and operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson since 1889. I don't know Google Nest back then. I know that for sure. But there still is Jones Dairy, and it's best known for its all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe, available in pork, chicken, and turkey. You know what I love when we went down there? It is simple. There's not all these additives. It is a simple, everybody's looking to eat clean. Little bit of seasoning and just clean meat. That's what Jones Dairy is all about. The sausage is made with fresh meat only. No fillers, no nitrates, MSG, none of that. Jones also makes naturally smoked ham and Canadian bacon, dry-aged bacon, and Lord knows Jesse and I found that out in a beautiful way when we were down there, Braunschweiger, which Eleanor tried, and fully cooked meatballs. Jones Dairy, one of the great Wisconsin companies for over 7 generations. Love our partnership. We got a bunch of cool videos that'll be coming out on some cooking and some other things with our friends at Jones Dairy.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch. which between Google and flat tires and being routed through Milwaukee.
We haven't even gotten into yesterday's day at Pizza Hut. We haven't even talked about that yet.
Or your butt dial to Steve Wexler.
There's a lot to do here.
That was an interesting deal, too.
I don't want to jinx us, so I am not saying that we need to have a conversation about Pat Murphy's job status, and I'm not saying that the 10 o'clock hour can't go any worse than the 9 o'clock hour did.
Oh,
but it starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.